With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Bill Esaley, is countering the message of California Governor Gavin Newsom, and he's thanking President Trump for sending in the troops.
The president had no choice but to call in the National Guard to protect our assets and our personnel. Our agents and our law enforcement were overwhelmed, and we are grateful for the help of the National Guard that we've received.
Republican attorneys general join in support of efforts by the Trump administration to restore order. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Chris Carr, attorney general for Georgia, spoke on behalf of 26 attorney generals. Quote, "We will always defend the right of peaceful protest, but there's nothing peaceful about arson, assault, and anarchy. If you set police cars on fire, throw Molotov cocktails at law enforcement, and loot businesses, you must be held accountable." Also, President Donald Trump has notched up a significant victory over Democrats, with polling showing him outperforming his rivals on one of the most contentious issues, immigration. It comes after President Trump sent 4,000 National Guardsmen and 700 Marines to Los Angeles in response to reported violence against law enforcement, carrying out deportation raids in the city. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Washington and Beijing have agreed to a tentative new trade deal, but some issues still remain.
Writing on Truth Social this morning, the president puts it this way: our deal with China is done, subject to final approval with President Xi and me. And Mr. Trump calls the relationship between Washington and Beijing excellent. Mr. Trump says tariffs on Chinese goods will be set at 55%, while China's tariffs will be locked in at 10%. Additionally, the U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China. Mr. Trump says in return, U.S. will host Chinese students at American colleges and universities.
And this is SRN News. LGBT art is on display outside a playground in New York City.
The photos are shocking. Large paintings of nude men on a fence, children playing in brightly colored monkey bars just beyond. It's an art exhibit called Rooted in Pride, and it features large LGBT paintings and photos in public places around Brooklyn, including many on the fence that surrounds the J.J. Byrne Playground. The exhibition, which will be in place until August, is sponsored by a nonprofit group called Arts Gowanus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration wants to be dropped as a defendant in a suit in which two New Hampshire boys are challenging their state's ban on males playing against females in school sports. Attorneys for the government say the teens are trying to drag the federal government into a lawsuit well underway, not because of injury, but because of generalized grievance. This is SRN News. Elon Musk stepping back somewhat from his public battle with the president. Here's Greg Clugston.
After last week's explosive meltdown between the one-time allies, Musk now says he regrets some of his social media posts. He writes on X that they went too far. Musk claimed credit for Donald Trump's election victory and criticized the president's spending bill. He also alleged that information about the president's association with infamous pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was being concealed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Relatives of seven people who drowned last fall when a walkway collapsed at a state-operated ferry dock on a Georgia island, suing the companies that built it. The lawsuit filed in Atlanta and says the metal walkway was compromised by a number of structural flaws as well as shoddy construction. They contend it caused it to snap between the weight of dozens of people. More details at srnnews.com.